call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
I'm going to ask that everybody please stand and get your Bibles. And I'd like for you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. Then Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. And the most of what I'm going to talk about today will come from Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Going to start with Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. And the word of the Lord reads, "And he said, Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed." Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass." And Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11 is where I'm going to be teaching from this morning. Matthew 21. Verses 1 through 11. "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put them on their clothes, and they sat him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Truly, it is good to be here today on this Sunday, Palm Sunday. This account of Jesus entering into Jerusalem is found in all four of the Gospels. It's found in John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19. It's also found in Luke chapter 19, 28 through 44. It's also found in Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. And today I'm going to deal with this passage from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And I really like this because if I were to use for a subject this morning, coming from the book of Matthew, I will take it from verse 10. Matthew 21 and verse 10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And I want to talk about the who today. Being that it is Palm Sunday, who is this? Palm Sunday is where we in the world of Christendom celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, 1 week before his resurrection. So next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. It's also what we call Holy Week or Passion Week. It's the final 7 days of Jesus' earthly ministry. Basically, this was the beginning of the end, the fulfilling of the mission of Jesus, because he came to save that which was lost. And I want us to really get an understanding of this setting. Because as Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, it was the time that they were beginning to celebrate the Passover. This is in remembrance of the time that they were delivered, the Jews were delivered out of Egypt. They put the blood over the doorpost and the death angel passed them over. And they were delivered out of the bondage of Egypt. And in this setting here, we have multitudes of people from all over coming together to celebrate the Passover, but not understanding that the true Lamb was in their midst, coming into the city, not to deliver them from Rome, but to deliver them from sin. And they were saying, Who is this? Palm Sunday, Jesus rode in on a donkey. He didn't come riding in on a horse, a stallion, as someone who was in victory. But this coronation was still fitting for him, because if we understand when Jesus was born, he was born in a manger and he came in a lowly manner. And here as he was entering into Jerusalem to fulfill his mission, he came lowly and meek upon a donkey, a workhorse, a beast of burden. But yet as he entered, the people knew because of the miracles and things that he had done who he was. But they would not accept him. And I had us to read Zechariah chapter 9 and 9, because all of this going on was prophecy being fulfilled. In Zechariah chapter 9:9, he was saying, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem." Here, hitting the nail on the head, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee." And here we have on this day Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, coming into Jerusalem. And I like this part of Zechariah 9:9 because this is what they missed. They said, "He is just and having salvation." He was coming in to create the way of salvation, to restore man back to him. But I like Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, because it was also prophetically speaking about this text, because they did not recognize who he was. He was really hidden from them. And Isaiah 6 and 9 speaks to that. He says, "Go tell this people to hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes." Here the prophet Isaiah was saying that even on this prophetic day, they're going to see Jesus, they're going to hear him, but they're not going to understand, nor will they perceive it. And that's why in this passage of scripture, Matthew 21, verse 4, it says, "All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet." And here we have Jesus sending his men to go get the donkey, and they brought it back. And as Jesus was getting ready to go into the city, there were people, a great multitude, it says, in verse 8, "They took off their garments, they spread them in the way, others cut down branches." And that's where we get the Palm Sunday, because Luke talks about, in his account, the Pharisees wanted to rebuke the disciples, and Jesus wept over Jerusalem. But in John chapter 12, verse 13, it talks about the palm tree branches, and that's where we get Palm Sunday. They spread them in the way. They gave him a coronation that was fitting for a king. And Jesus was a king, but he was not the king that they wanted him to be. And that's why I go back to this whole question of who is this? And see, we had multitudes of people. Verse 9, they went before and followed, crying, saying, "Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Now, I want us to look at this portion of the text, because here they see him, but they don't really recognize and understand who he is. Because above this passage, in an earlier passage, there were some blind men, and they cried out, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And he healed them. All of these people have seen over time that Jesus healed people, raised people from the dead, cast out devils, casted out demons. And here he is riding in, and all the multitudes, they cried saying, "Hosanna to the son of David." Now we must understand the meaning of Hosanna. It means save now. Save, we pray. So here the multitudes, as he was coming in, they cried saying, "Hosanna, save us, Lord, save us now," is what they were saying. And they were saying it to the son of David. And the son of David emphasizes and shows that this was the title of the Messiah. So here you have a whole lot of people saying, "Save us, thou son of David, the Messiah, save us." And then they shouted, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." They were shouting, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, which really means they were saying, blessed is he who is sent by God to save his people. That's what they were saying. He who is sent with the authority of God. This is what these people were saying. And then they shouted, Hosanna in the highest, which means God save, we pray. Thou who art in the highest, save us now through whom you have sent. They are saying all of this because they want relief and salvation and being saved from the Roman Empire. If we were to go to Psalm 118, verses 25 through 26, they were crying this out. This is the prayer they were saying. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. So here now we see that they were praying from the Old Testament as well. But understand and look at this. From verse 9, with them crying out and saying who he was, verse 10, when he got into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. They had heard what they were saying, but then they come back and they say, who is this? And the multitude who was crying out that this is the Messiah now changed from it being the Messiah to him just being a prophet. How quickly we forget. But what is the purpose of this and how is it relevant to us today? Here we have these same people blessing his name, saying Hosanna, giving him praise, but 1 week later, they were yelling, crucify him. They were yelling, crucify him, because they didn't realize who he was. You see, during their lifetime, they had heard Jesus's message. They acknowledged his divinity, but they rejected him as being Savior. Now, what was going on was that they were being oppressed by the Romans. They were in a bad situation. They couldn't see any way out, and they wanted Jesus to be their king on earth. But they didn't realize that was not his mission to be king on earth, but his kingdom was a heavenly kingdom. He was coming to save them, but not to save them from the Roman Empire. He was coming to save them from their sin of death. But that's not what they wanted. They wanted what we want today. Right now in this situation, we have multitudes of people saying, save us, Hosanna, save us, but they don't want the Savior. They just want to be saved from their circumstance. See, that's what I'm relating this to Palm Sunday today. We have a lot of people right now calling on the name of the Lord to save us from a situation that they cannot control. Just like the Israelites wanted Jesus to save them from a situation that they couldn't control, but not realizing that he was their Savior, that he came to save them from sin. And understand this. In our situation right now, we want to be saved. We want to be delivered from this virus. We want to be delivered. But God is saying to us, I have you in a situation beyond your control if you would just know who is this. You see, if the children of Israel at that time he was coming in had to realize that he was the salvation that they needed and would save them from their sin, and by being saved from your sin, you're placed into the ark of safety under the Lord, they would have been all right. But they wanted a king to do what they wanted to do. They wanted him to be who they wanted him to be. Just like today, we only want the Lord to move right now because we're in a precarious situation. We want the Lord right now to rain down, that's R-A-I-N, rain down blessings and deliverance without him being Lord and Savior, to reign, R-E-I-G-N, over our life. On this Palm Sunday, we find our nation in the same situation as Israel. Israel wanted their nation to be delivered from the Romans. We want our nation right now to be delivered from this virus. But I'm going to tell you, in order to do that, we must understand, who is this? Who is this? It is Jesus Christ. You see, Israel, they just wanted the materialistic blessing. They were only interested in the kingdoms of this world. They didn't want him to change the way they were doing church as usual. They didn't want him to change the way things were going. That's why the day after, he went into the temple and turned over some tables. But we find ourselves right now in this situation. We don't want Jesus to rule over our lives. We want him to bring back prosperity. We want him to bring back all the things that are making the money. He's brought everything down for you to understand. See, I don't feel good about people losing their jobs, but we as Christians must have revelatory insight right now to see what's going on. We as a nation have trusted in riches and trusted in everything, and we want this. We want to be saved so we can get back, but we don't want a savior. Basically, we want savings, but we don't want a savior. Basically, we want the creations, but we don't want the creator. We don't want the creator. Who is this? You see, Jesus was a king, but he told them over in John 18:36, his kingdom is not of this world. They wanted Jesus on their own terms, just like the Bible says, notice in the last days that perilous times shall come. And they're going to want preachers to preach what they want the preachers to preach. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be instant in season and out of season, because on this Palm Sunday, we must realize as Christians that we have a duty to say, who is this? You want to be delivered? You need to know who this is. He is not just Jesus, the prophet. He is Jesus, the King of Kings. He is Jesus, the Lord of Lords. He is Jesus, the one whom by everything was created. He is Jesus by whom everything is upheld. He is Jesus who will take us through. He is Jesus who walked around with the three Hebrew boys in the fire. That is who he is. On this Palm Sunday, we need to celebrate that our deliverer, our Savior, rode in lowly. And this is the thing that I like about Luke's account, because Luke's account of this showed that Jesus had a caring and concern and a love for Jerusalem. Because even though it was hid, that passage of scripture tells us that he wept over Jerusalem, because they didn't realize what was going on. But I am so glad today. I'm so glad that he continued not only to ride in to Jerusalem, but to go all the way to Calvary, to Golgotha, the skull, and to be hung on the cross. I know it's early, but understanding on this Palm Sunday that our deliverer has come. This day, Palm Sunday, understand true holiness. Understand, all that are listening, that our deliverer is already here. He has already come, and all we have to do is tell the world who this is. Who is this? He is Jesus. He is the one who will save you from your sins. He's never said that you wouldn't have pain and wouldn't have trouble. He is saying that he will deliver you. He will keep you in the midst of the storm. This is who Jesus is. On this Palm Sunday, I showed you in Isaiah that they didn't understand who he was. They heard, but they didn't understand. Where am I going with this? Because we must have a revelatory understanding of Scripture. We need to understand that our Bible tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy getting, get an understanding. God is saying to the church today, we need to get an understanding of who Jesus is. In the midst of these times where we are, we must understand who he is. Who is Jesus? Well, I have to go back to David because I love how David says who he is. David doesn't mess around and letting everybody know who he is. The one that rode in on the donkey, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." You see, if we understand today who he is in the midst of this storm on Palm Sunday, we say, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." And there's nothing that can keep us from the love of God when we know who Jesus is. There's nothing that can separate us. There's no disease that can take us away. But oh my God, even if he were to take me away right now, because I know who he is, because you know who he is, you'll understand that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. When we know who Jesus is, there's no fear of dying. There's no fear of death because death can't hold you down. Because next week we'll understand that he rose and death couldn't keep him down. He rose on the third day. Not only did he rise, but he rose with all power in his hand. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Why? Because he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, in the midst of the dryness of the land, in the midst of everything going wrong. We have God who is this. We have Jesus who said he will make us to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures, and he'll lead us beside the still waters. Who is this? He is a man that careth for you. On this Palm Sunday, who is this? It is Jesus. It is the man who was prophesied from a long time ago to come and save us from sin. As he rode in on the donkey, Jerusalem wanted him to save them from the Romans, from oppression. But that was not his mission. Sometimes God puts you in a pressure cooker to make you realize that unless you look to him, you're going to get cooked. Unless you trust in him, you're not going to make it. All I'm saying today is, who is this? He is my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Jireh. Who is this? He is all that we need. Why do I say that? Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot nor tittle from the word will pass away. So you'll get an understanding of why I love him, because in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. So I don't care, as long as I have Jesus, I have the word, and the word will never pass away. So in the midst of everything that's going on, saints, who is this? It is Jesus we must preach. It is Jesus we must teach. It is Jesus we must live for. It is Jesus we must show these people right now in the midst of the storm. We cannot fall down. We cannot fail, because our God is a mighty God. Yea, though I walk Through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm not going to fear what man can do unto me. We need to let people know that you don't have to worry about what man can do to you, but fear the man that can kill the body and the soul. As we stand to our feet, people are looking today for a savior, just like they did on Palm Sunday when he was riding in. They're looking for a savior today, but they're not looking for someone to save them from their sins. They're looking for someone to save them from a calamity, but we must teach them that in order to be saved from the calamity, they must be saved from the death of sin. And that's Palm Sunday, the triumphant entry of our Lord and our Savior to go to the cross, to die, to save us from our sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.